This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as today we continue the study, Which One Will You Choose, Barabbas or Jesus Christ? You know, in the New Testament we have the Apostle Peter, as the record is given in Acts chapter 3, verses 14 and 15, a statement which makes this awesome accusation against the Jews, that is, the multitude of the Jews gathered on that occasion. But ye denied the Holy and Righteous One, and asked for a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. Now what Peter is saying here to these people, here was a man named Barabbas. He was an evil man, a very evil man, a murderer, an insurrectionist, a robber, and perhaps even other crimes of which he had been guilty. And they were given the choice of having a prisoner to be released, that is, to be set free by the Roman governor, Pilate. The choice was between Barabbas, this very evil man, or Jesus Christ, who was completely without any sin at all. We have already pointed out the fact that the chief priests were guilty of sin in leading the multitudes to make this very grievously evil decision against Jesus Christ. And the multitude was guilty of sin because they acquiesced to that evil leadership, and they did this in spite of the fact that Barabbas was truly wicked and Jesus was not guilty of any sin at all. And so today we raise the question, why did they choose Barabbas over Jesus? What reasons did they have for doing so? It was the fact that Jesus was perfectly good. You know, it's difficult for evil men to stand those who are righteous. Jesus was not merely a good man in the sense in which we refer to men today and we say, well, John Jones is a good man. By that we do not mean that he is absolutely free from sin, because no mere human being is. Romans chapter 3 verse 23 teaches that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But with the case of Jesus Christ, we do mean that he was guilty of no sin whatever. He was guilty of absolutely no violation of the will of God. As Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 15 says, "For we have not a high priest that cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but one which hath in all points been tempted like as we, yet without sin." One of the reasons, no doubt, that Jesus was crucified was the fact that he was perfectly good. Evil men are uncomfortable around men who love God and do His will. He was crucified in the next place, I suggest, because he condemned error, because he condemned false doctrine, and because he condemned sin. The Jewish leaders were divided into various sects. There was the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Essenes, the Herodians, the Zealots, and so on. All of these various groups differed from one another in one way or another. And yet, even though they may not have especially liked one another, they certainly did not set about to crucify one another. But yet here is Jesus, who was perfectly good, who had only perfect intentions, who came only to do them good, who came to die that they might have an opportunity to be saved, and who never did one thing against them, and yet they crucified him. Why? Because he condemned their false doctrines and he condemned their evil practices. Jesus Christ died. He was hated by the world, and his church today is hated by the world in large measure because of his condemnation of every false way. As the psalmist said, "I hate every false way." The Jesus Christ that we know from the Bible is the Lord who loves the truth and who demands of men that they accept and follow truth. In John chapter 8 and verse 32, Jesus said, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And yet it is a common thing today to hear men, even those who claim to be followers of Christ, to say that having and following the truth is really a matter of little consequence, that all that really matters is just having the right attitude of saying that I'm a follower of Jesus. But our time is gone for today. I'm so glad you've been with us. I hope you'll be with us next time, as we shall have more to say about the great choice we all face, Barabbas or Jesus. Until then, may God bless and keep you, is my prayer.